helpless. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He looked down on the people of Israel and knew it was time to act. So the covenant freedom from slavery, freedom from bondage. It was time for a new Exodus. The new defense and defensive system was the determination to murder the Messiah was evidence that the temple system had lost its way, no longer possible. Plot to kill Jesus was Satan entered Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' closest disciples, who went to the religious leaders and negotiated a way that he could give Jesus up to them. If they were pleased, and they gave him a pretty good gift. As a result, let's read what happened next in Luke chapter 22. Now the festival of unleavened bread arrived when the Passover lamb is sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John ahead and said, "Go and prepare the Passover meal so we can eat it together." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. "Nearby." "As soon as you enter Jerusalem, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you." This was different, by the way, when they carried pitchers. This is just one. Follow him. And if the house he enters, say to him, "My good teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?" He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is where you should prepare. They went off to the city and found everything just as Jesus had said, and they prepared the Passover meal there. And by the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. But I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. And he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for you will not be broken again until the kingdom of God." He took some bread, and he gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice." Last time Jesus planned dinner at the festival of unleavened bread arrived. When the Passover lamb was sacrificed, Jesus sent Peter and John and then said, "Go and prepare the Passover meal so that we can eat it together." And so any rabbi would do with his disciples. And Luke shows us Jesus knew precisely what was going to happen. His knowledge, his divinity is on display. The disciples could grasp it in time. Where would the Passover be? Jesus is aware. His divinity is obvious. One time when I was talking to a friend about Jesus, he asked me a question, "Why a Jewish man?" That's a fair question. Because God wanted to keep historical context, and he could call the people of Israel to himself. Jesus is a Jewish heritage, but he is much more than a Jewish man. He is also the Lord of heaven and earth. He is the creator. He is the one who has put covenant in all his action here. We read in John chapter 1, the familiar identifier of who he is as the living word of God, where it says, "He existed in the
everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So here's Jesus, the Son of God, getting ready to have supper with these guys. But you can find coincidence. God and I will get rid of this second message in your devotions. And we were talking about this week, and it's just Jesus Christ supper was with these guys. They had to have more meals than meals. It's critical. In Christ's presence, that supper together meant the world to Jesus. Jesus said, I am very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before our supper begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled. Jesus picked up this cup of wine and he took thanks for it, told them to share it. He said, you know, I'm not going to drink this again until the kingdom of God has come. And the commentators tell us that it would be the Passover meal, there were 4 cups of wine, 2 before the meal, and 2 after. So this is likely the second because it's right before the break. So he picks this up, shares it. Each one of these cups represents something about God's promise. We have 6, there's 6 and 7. We're going to do that. Each one represents something about God's covenant. And so he takes the second cup, passes it around, and he's looking forward to the coming of the kingdom of God. Just a bit later, he would say to them, you have stayed with me in my time of trial, and just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I now grant you the right to eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, that you will sit on the thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now imagine you are a bishop. But that's not the favor of the population, by the way. All they do is someone coming off their construction site. Jesus says to you, thanks for sticking with me and having this supper. Then when I come into my kingdom and it's complete, you guys are going to be my cabinet. And you're going to oversee a little thing. It's the part that sometimes we get some of our twisted perspective. They start fighting with who's greatest. Kingdom is still to come. The kingdom is here. Jesus is saying, we've thought about that, but it's yet to be complete. The kingdom of God is coming. The writer of the Bible to the Hebrew people captured this moment when he said this. Because of the joy awaits him, he, Jesus, endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people that you wanted to give up. Supper with his disciples meant to Jesus. He was looking forward to the completion of the kingdom of God, and he's appointed them. He said, there's more to come for us. Beyond, thanks for being faithful. He went beyond his suffering to the salvation that was the people created, and the kingdom will come someday. And someday, we're going to celebrate the dedication of our kingdom to him. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to be so grateful for it. It's going to be so exciting. Something to look forward to and be excited about. So why be prepared to the completion of the kingdom of God where everything is put right here? Sometimes I think life can be like filling potholes in the streets. You know, we can fix something fixed that we can do better. Jesus is saying, we've got so much to look forward to here. So, what do you see when you look at it? What do you look at if you meet with it? What do you look at? It's easy to get into a surprise sometimes. You know, when the dominating thought is to the light, to the disappointment, to the disappointments, to the disappointments of God. We can look forward to the opportunity God has given us right now. Because he has given you an opportunity right now. Shepherds, the offerings of that faith, what do you think? That's just all that was in the divinity. Bring grace and truth to the table. The table is where Jesus demonstrated and predicted his kingdom. They notice that as human government, lots of people gathering around tables there, looking for communion. They went a little further, they saw a gaming store, they saw a bunch of youth gathered there, gaming and getting along, looking for communion together. They saw a music store where there was a group of people playing banjo together, seeking communion. They noted those people. All their brokenness were seeking communion through the temple. Most of them, however, did not yet know what to serve the healing, forgiveness, reconciliation, and the renewal of their lives. God wanted to work in their midst. It was our task to be present as witnesses to the kingdom among them in the presence of Christ. And so, nothing was just going to be the way.
to the disciples said, "This is my body, which is for you, death for me. Do this to remember me." Dr. Barron points out at this point, Jesus weeping when he interprets the Passover supper. It's all about himself. He puts up the pain. He's going for it. Breaks it. Passes it around. This is my kingdom dinner and God himself. Deep within them, and write them on their hearts, I will be their God, and they will be my people. In the Old Testament, the real Passover celebrated the sacrifice of the Passover lambs. It's a clear thing. The dream of God in the New Testament is called the real celebrates the leaders and the life of the Spirit. Right after this, the disciples start arguing about who's good. Right after Jesus has spoken of his shepherd flock to them, it is holy supper. They start fighting about who's more important. They didn't get it. And Jesus tries again and says, who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here. I'm among you as one who serves. Jesus, the outright one, the world restaurant, is here because of what these guys are talking about.
to